Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is John chapter 9, verse 14. Now Ephesians 4, verse 16. We join chapter 9, verse 14, Sifunda, a translation, a new living translation. Then, Nagu Ephesians 4, 16, Sifunda, NIV. Lifundega kanje ku John chapter 9. We must quickly carry out the task assigned for us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. Go Ephesians 4, 16, iti. From him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligaments and built itself in love as each part does its work. Silbonge izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje lapha kuGenesis chapter 2:15. Siyalikhumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathatha, he took the man and put him in a garden. And injongo kwalokho kwakukusebenza engadini. Loko kuyasikhumbuza ukuthi the first thing uNkulunkulu anikeza umuntu ukuthi amnikeze ukuthi makasebenze. Laphayana the verses esiyifundile ziyasikhumbuza ukuthi we are called to do the work. Having an understanding that uNkulunkulu himself worked, putting the universe together, the galaxy in its place, the rivers in their streams, and everything was put in order. Manje ku Psalm 19, the psalmist explains, uthi mage explainer sifunda lapha from verse 1 to 6. The psalmist uma explainer ku verse 19, from verse 6, little lelilizwi. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. The sky proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour out forth their speech. Night after night, they display their knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into the earth and the words to the ends of the world. In heaven, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run its course. It rises at one end and heavens and makes a circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. Siyalibona izwi kaNkulunkulu. Itopic ye message yetu ukuthi ebangcwele, don't be slothful to do the task uNkulunkulu akunikeze yona. And kwanamhlanje sifundile laphayana ukuthi ku-Ephesians 4 verse 16 elithi, from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament and built itself in love as each part does its work. Wonke umuntu onke emzimbeni kaKristu ubizelwe umsebenzi othile. KuGenesis chapter 2 verse 15 siyathola ukuthi vele uNkulunkulu make beka uAdam wambekela ukuthi asebenze. Everything that God created is at work. Siyathola ukuthi nelanga linomsebenzi walo. Not only ukuthi lisikhanyisele ekuseni, but siyazi ukuthi ilanga linomsebenzi wayo nasemizimbeni yethu. Ilanga linomsebenzi wayo even kwi nature of the trees. Siyazi ukuthi kuba khona into ukuthi ukuze kumile kublusume things, there must be ilanga lenze umsebenzi in the trees. And even the animals, there's something ezitholayo elangeni. Manje nenyanga ngokwayo has its role eyidlalayo. Ukuthi manje inyanga, it plays a role yokuthi isinikeze ama-season. Kuphinde bangcwele, isasinikeze ama-season of the year. Even the sand of the sea, uyabona ngisho the sand of the sea bangcwele inomsebenzi wayo. It's not only the ukuthi is the sand nje. According to Jeremiah 5:22, the Bible tells us ukuthi uNkulunkulu has put the sand of the sea in order to cause a barrier ukuze amanzi aselwandle angakwazi ukucross over to the other side. Even the waves may not roll, they cannot cross it. Iyafunda lapha ku Jeremiah 5 verse 28 chaza ukuthi the sand of the sea uNkulunkulu uyenzele umsebenzi ukuthi gada manzi aselwandle ukuthi angaphumeli ngale. Sibona nokudla ukuthi esikudlayo konke na kunomsebenzi wako. Ihlahla nazo, they've got their duty to play in our lives. Ngoba when we breathe, kukhona kwenzakalayo ehlahleni between thina nehlahla singabantu. Manje everything God created was given an assignment yomsebenzi. Hence lapha ku Deuteronomy 30:19, God called the heavens to be his witness. Reason was that they never ceased to carry their task uNkulunkulu amnikeze zona. uNkulunkulu makabiza the heavens to be his witness, kusho ukuthi the galaxy to be his witness, ngoba uyazazi ukuthi ilanga liyawenza umsebenzi, inyanga iyawenza umsebenzi. Manje thina kukhona ukuthi sinikeze umsebenzi bese singawenza umsebenzi asibizele wona uNkulunkulu. Furthermore, Jesus declared in John chapter 5 verse 17 that his father is always at work to this day. Wazi wathi nami ngisemsebenzini wami. Uma uNkulunkulu never ceases to work, uJesu never ceases to work, why are we relaxed singabantu bakaNkulunkulu? Why even now uJesu siyazi ukuthi seated at the right hand of the Father enza umsebenzi to intercede for us? The Holy Spirit usinikeza yona ukuze asinikeze those gift of the Spirit ukuze sikwazi ukwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngendlela, sibe ne-assignment esiqhubayo. Manje siyabona nakuPhilippians ku-chapter 2 wakhona uverse 13. Uma silifunda leli lizwi kuPhilippians chapter 2 kuverse 13 wakhona lifundeka kanje bangcwele, esibona ukuthi ayikho into uNkulunkulu ayenze nje for ubumnandi, but there's everything uNkulunkulu ayenzile have got a purpose yakhona. Lapha kuPhilippians chapter 2 siyafunda uthi umpostoli uPauli, therefore my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that you may become the blameless and pure children of God without fault in the crooked, perverse generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. As you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not labor for nothing. Manje bangcwele sisemsebenzini esusebenzayo nalapho njengoba noJesu Kristo esho ethi uNkulunkulu usemsebenzini ngaso sonke isikhathi, naye ngokwakhe usemsebenzini. Bese umpostoli uPaulu ekhuthaza lapha kumaFilipi chapter 2:13 ukuthi qhubekani niwenze umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu singakhathali. Manje siyabona uJesu Kristo wasenzela ama-parables of the talents. Uma esenzela the parables of the talents, wayezama ukubonisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu unikeze wonke umuntu umsebenzi ne-potential, and sinikeze nama-resources okuzenza zonke lezi zinto. Manje ubulazy le 70 yayilazy eyathatha eyayo i-talent eyayigqibela, siyakhumbula ukuthi isigcino sakhona uJesu wabonisa ukuthi kwenzakalani ngayo. Ngoba noma ngabe ithalente lakho olinikeziwe ukuthi ulisebenzise lincane, kodwa uNkulunkulu uyalidimanda. Siyakhumbula futhi nezwi laphaya kuncwadi yabashumayeli. Masifunda kubashumayeli chapter 11, liyasitshela lelizwi. Usifunda bashumayeli chapter Ecclesiastes chapter 9 kuverse 11, ithi the race is not for the swift or the battle for the strong, nor does food comes to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but the time and chance happen to them all. So uNkulunkulu unikeze wonke umuntu the time and chance. Lize lithi the race is not for the swift. Hayi akusukuthi manje labantu abaziwa ngokugijima kunikezwe bona ukuthi babe yigijima kuphela. Nathi sibekele i-race. Siyayizwa incwadi yamaHebheru iyasitshela ngerace esibizele ukuthi sigijime. Iyasitshela ngebattle izikwaNkulunkulu ukuthi sisempini. And lithi leli lizwi, the battle is not for the strong. Manje siyazi ukuthi incwadi yamaKorinte iyasitshela ngebattle esikuyo. And as, at the same time, leli lizwi iyasitshela ukuthi nokudla akunikezwanga abantu abahlakaniphile kubedwa. Kungoba uNkulunkulu nathi usinikezile indlela. Labangcwele esingathi to put a foot on the table. And izizwe kaNkulunkulu yasitshela ukuthi the world is not only for the brilliant or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to us all. Manje namhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi do not be slothful to do the task given to you. Yitopic ye message yethu namhlanje bangcwele ukuthi ungazidonsi ukwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngoba kukhona abantu bangcwele abaziphushayo ukwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu umsebenzi ekufanele ukuthi bawenze. And izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshele lapha kuncwadi kaJeremiah ku-48 wakhona lithi leli lizwi bangcwele uma uzidonsa. Uma sifunda u-48 uverse 10 wakhona lithi a curse to him who is lax in doing the Lord's work. Isiqalekiso kulowo ozidonsayo ngokwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Manje umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu it's not only to preach bangcwele, but umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu yilo kunikeze wona ukuthi wenze. Sometimes ungaba to work in the public sector. Sometimes bangcwele ungenza umsebenzi othile, but kuyile ndlela uNkulunkulu akubizele yona. But manje lithi leli lizwi, a curse on him who is lack in doing the Lord's work. Uma ngabe uzidonsa, uzibizela i-case. And some people bazibizela ama-cases bazama ukukhulekelwa bangayindawo ngani ngoba yibona abazibizela ama-case. Uma benza izinto zikaNkulunkulu bayafostwa, uma benza umsebenzi wabo emsebenzini bayaphushwa. And izwi likaNkulunkulu liphinde lisitshele lapha elithi uma wenza umsebenzi, even nomsebenzi owusebenza emsebenzini, sebenza ngathi usebenzela iNkosi. Lisho njalo bangcwele lapha kuma Efese lithi sebenza usebenze ngathi usebenzele iNkosi. Namhlanje abantu basebenza bangcwele bezidonsa nasemsebenzini bengafuni ukwenza lutho kodwa bathe bafuna imisebenzi. Manje namhlanje uyabizwa ukuthi lithi izula namhlanje, do not be slothful to carry the task God gave you. Ungadonswa ukwenza umsebenzi uNkulunkulu akubizele wona. Kuzaga 18 kuverse 4 lithi, whoever is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a destroyer. Kusho ukuthi uma ungabe umuntu ozidonsayo ukwenza umsebenzi, lithi izikaNkulunkulu ufana nomuntu oyidestroyer emsebenzini. Uyabona kukhona abantu abanezinto abaphiwe izinto kodwa bazidestroye lezo zinto. Manje njengoba izwi lisho ukuthi whoever is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a destroyer. Uyabona kukhona abantu abavandalize izinto eseyikhona. Kubekwe into enhle abaphinde bayivandalize. Kubekwe into bayithathe bayoyithengisa le ku-scrapyard. Yilabo bantu bangcwele abama-destroyer. Bese lithi wena uma umuntu oyidonsayo ukwenza umsebenzi kufanele ukuthi wenze, awuhlukanga kulabo bantu abavandalizayo behambe bayothengisa lezo zinto ngoba they are the destroyer. Namhlanje sinezinto ezinhle in our cities, in our township, but mawuthi uyazibheka lezi zinto, kukhishwa amafensi ayothengiswa, kutshontshwa lokhu kuyothengiswa. Ngani? Ngoba those people are the destroyers. Bese izwi kaNkulunkulu, noma ngabe wena ungakwenzi lokho, but uma umuntu ozidonsayo ukwenza izinto ekufanele ukuthi zenze, izwi likaNkulunkulu kulukufanisa nalabo bantu. Nezaka 21:25 lithi, the desires of the sluggard kills him, for his work refuse to work. Lithi nezifiso zomuntu oyivila kuthiwa the desire of the sluggard, meaning oyivila, kills him for he refused to work. Manje ngisho nezinto oyifisayo yizona ezikubulalayo. Ngani ngani ubuvila bakho awubulawa umuntu. Abantu esikhathini esiningi bahamba bayofuna ukwazi ukuthi why ngingaphumeleli. Bafuna ukwazi izinto ezithile. Ngani ngoba beblame abanye abantu. Not looking upon themselves ukuthi nabo ama desires ngenxa yobuvila babo. Uyibona the very thing ezikubulalayo yile zinto zobuvila bakho. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu. If a person is a slothful to carry umsebenzi uNkulunkulu amasenele yona, if favor kaNkulunkulu will not rest upon you. Ngoba kune favor uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona. There is the Holy Spirit uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona. Yiko lokhu kumaHubo 90 verse 17. Athi uMose makakhuluma lapho, uthi may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. May he establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. UNkulunkulu bangcwele cannot establish the work of your hands ngenxa yobuvila. Uma wenza izinto ngokuzidonsa, uma wenza into ngaphandle kothando, abanye bangcwele uma besebenza into abayigijimisile imali. Akawuthandi umsebenzi wakhe, uthanda imali. And manje uma ungawuthanda umsebenzi wakho uthanda imali, you'll always have a problem. That is why abantu abaningi bangcwele mabefika emisebenzini abayenzayo uthola ukuthi abantu abatshontshayo yizinto abazenzayo. Why? Because benza into ngokungayithandi into abayibhekile imali. I-corruption yanamhlanje siyayibona bangcwele ukuthi ingakanani, even kuma-government ethu ingakanani. Why benziswa into abangazithandi, babekwa kuma position abangekho a fit for wona, babekwa ngenxa yemali. And makafika lapho akasawenza umsebenzi into ayibhekile imali, bese ajikenze corruption. Manje uMahubo 128 uverse 2 uyasithembisa ukuthi we will eat the fruit of our labor, blessing and prosperity will be ours. Manje uma sibheka abantu babusethekile, why abantu bebusethekile bangcwele? Ngani? Ngoba lithi kaNkulunkulu, will eat the fruit of our labor, blessing and prosperity will be ours. UNkulunkulu uma wenza umsebenzi ngokuzimisela, wenza umsebenzi ngokuthanda, ungabhekanga ukuthi manje ngibheke imali. Yebo, sisebenzela ukuthi sithole imali, but kufanele ukuthi sibe ngabantu abawuthandayo umsebenzi esiwenzayo, umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Namhlanje kukhona abantu abawenza umsebenzi ngoba bebone ukuba nenza lokho, nami ngingayenza lento. Besenza into angena grace yayo, ngoba kuyo yonke into uNkulunkulu bangcwele une grace asinikezayo yokuthi siyenze lento. Sikhuluma ngokuthi uNkulunkulu has called us not to be slothful, ngoba uma uslothful uyidonse kwenzeni whatever oyenzayo. Lithizwe kaNkulunkulu awuhlukanga kumuntu odestroyayo imisebenzi emihle. Lapho kuHebrews 10 kuverse 6, Hebrews 6 verse 10 says, Kvala, it is for God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still. Lapho lesitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu is not unjust ukuthi angayiboni imisebenzi oyenzile nothando olwenzile kwabanye abantu nokuba seva ngendlela efanelekile. UNkulunkulu is the reward abangcwele. Bese sesivala kumaKolose 3:23 lithi, whatever you do, work it heartedly, wholeheartedly, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as a reward of saving abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Bese sesivala futhi ku 1 Corinthians 15:58. It is therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Manje, whatever esiyenzayo is not in vain. UNkulunkulu, there's a reward mangcwele kuyo yonke into esiyenzayo. Sizo reward. And imisebenzi yethu, according to the word of God izodlula emlilweni kubonakala ukuthi imisebenzi yethu yenziwe ngegolide noma yenziwe ngestraw noma yenziwe ngani but yonke imisebenzi ngelinye lamalanga izodluliswa emlilweni kubonakale iresult yemisebenzi yethu. May God richly bless us ukuthi wena whatever uyenzayo yenzisisa in Jesus' name. Njengoba nezwi lisho lapha kubashumayeli 9 ukuthi whatever oyenzayo yenzisise ngoba la uyakhona akusekho misebenzi uzoyenza. May God richly bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.